Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yee-haw!
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! With Valentine's Day just around the corner, Cabba Radio delves deep into the devastating, dreamy, doom depths of love! Join Teddy and E-Rock as they look at love from the past, present, and future. Some good, some bad, some ugly. Also joining us live in studio, the ever-dashing and always lovely Bloody Betty! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Feel the love in that, in all those D's. I feel it.
Deep.
So many D's. Oh. Deep. Doom. Delve. Devastating.
Don't ya?
What? Just proves.
Dude.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Dynamite.
Thank you. Thank you. Showing the love tonight. Showing the love. Thank you. Show a little bit more love. I love you. I love you too. Thank you so much.
Woo.
Don't love me like that.
Yeah.
That's not proper. That's okay.
Woo. Hey, you in the back. Yeah, later. Me and you. Cool. Call me.
Yes. Sweet one night affair love. Call me. Welcome to Cabba Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome you.
Thank you.
You're welcome
to you at home as well. Thank you for joining us out at UBC tonight.
Beautiful night. Beautiful night.
Indeed. Lovely temperature. The love is in the air.
It is. I'm feeling it. I'm smelling it.
It's not for everybody.
That, no. Oh, no, sorry. I just farted.
That's not the kind of love. Well, some people love that kind of love.
Dutch ovens.
The love of Dutch
people
ovens.
People love doing Dutch ovens.
Yes.
Maybe not getting Dutched.
Or wafters. People that like to waft their farts up to their noses.
Or cuppers,
they get a real love affair with their...
To you. Yes,
wow, started the night off with fart talk. It's going to be a good one tonight on Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. Tonight we're going to talk about all things love. We're going to talk about some good stuff, some bad stuff. We're going to listen to a bunch of love music. We have Bloody Betty coming through a little bit later on as well. We're going to see what her take on love is.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her Outlaws show coming up Thursday night at the Cobalt. We'll ask her about the return to the Cobalt. There has been some talk in the feeds.
Maybe her love of blood.
Her love of blood, perhaps. We'll ask about that. You never know.
I've been watching that show Dexter. Somebody who loves blood, so...
And he also loves to kill people.
Loves to kill people. I'm hoping that Bloody Betty doesn't enjoy the killing part so much. Or just on her own time, perhaps. That's fine, as long as, you know, I'm not...
As long as we make it out of the studio alive.
Yes, all would be good, but...
That would be a good ending to tonight's show if we left alive.
Yes, always look forward to leaving alive.
Alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bloody, if you're listening, we would like to leave alive. Alive.
Please be in love with blood.
You know, Valentine's is coming up. Some people love it, some people don't. I'm on the don't category.
Yeah? Is there any reason as to why you're on leave?
Probably years and years and years of being alone and the crushingness that it causes you.
Good to hear. All right, on with the show.
I just thought I'd share. But no, I just never liked the commercialization of it. I mean, if you want to share your love and you feel that way about love, I think it should be all the time. And I think Valentine's, for a lot of people, is just a big one cop-out day where they say, I love you, and then they just...
Look at all the presents I get.
They don't love them the rest of the time. So I've never been a huge fan of it, you know. And I think a lot of people also couple up and stay together not out of sort of passionate love. There's all sorts of love, but they just stay together. And Valentine's is sort of just a weird day. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a huge fan. How about yourself?
I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I've had some good years, some bad years, experiences with it. And so it's kind of, I don't really, I'm like you in the way that I think every day you should love somebody and not just.
Every day I'll love you every day. And every minute of that day and every second of that day, I will love you and hug you and never let you go.
Exactly. And I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, man.
That's what love does to you. You forget.
You get all flustered and...
You don't know who you are anymore. You're just us and together. And it's love.
But yeah, but I think it's fun sometimes to you know, go out and celebrate the whole thing and maybe chocolates, but I don't know. I bought a girl a lot of gifts.
Chocolates? You brought out the most cliche love item.
What else do you fucking want?
You don't get, that's your go-to is chocolate?
Well, it's because I can eat some of it too.
Yeah, but it's not the most original. Do you ever break out anything outside the box?
Okay. I mean,
do you bring flowers next?
No. Okay, to be completely honest, personally, I give household items as gifts.
Household. Yeah.
Did I say heist?
No, I said heist. Oh. I was so excited by...
I give household...
So, like, blenders?
Yeah, I give a blender to somebody, or...
Baby, make me a shake. I love you.
A set of knives, or something like that. And that's honestly
that's cool.
The type of things that I give as gifts. I don't give chocolates. I don't give
flowers.
You just
said you give chocolates. You're lying. You're lying to the people at home.
I was trying
E-Rock is now lying to
you. I was trying to make it sound good for radio.
Oh, with chocolates, the most cliched item to give makes
well, isn't
it sound
that what
good.
They'd say on, like, the beat or something? Or?
We're not the beat. We're okay. UBC-CITR.
We're the fox, you know? We're like,
yeah!
Give her chocolates and roses!
That's what they want you to give.
Yeah, they do.
What's the craziest thing you've ever given?
Ooh.
Sort of like where love took you over and you're just crazy machine. Either out of good love or if maybe you're crazy because someone broke your heart and you're like, I'm going to buy them this or whatever, and then they'll love me again.
My crazy love was trying to impress a girl that was, I'm deeming bipolar. I don't think she ever went and got checked out for it, but I think she is.
I've studied no years in the psychology field, but I dub her bipolar.
And so I don't know what I was doing, but she got in my head and made me believe that I really needed to impress her on Valentine's Day. And so I went all out, spent all this money, bought so many gifts, bought like this crazy monkey teddy bear type of thing.
Monkey teddy bear.
Well, what do you call that?
A monkey teddy bear. Yeah. Sure.
And all this other balloons. And I went and I snuck into her house and put it all over her bed and had it all set up with rose petals and all this. She comes in, she sees it, and she looks at everything and takes the chocolates, grabs them and goes, thanks for these. All the other stuff is stupid.
Oh!
And it was like over 100, like, I can't even remember how much I spent.
Burn.
But it was just, I was like, and I remember picking up the monkey and going, you don't think this is cute at all? Like, she's like, well, no, not really.
Wow, it's cold.
Yeah.
Couldn't even fake it. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
I guess
she could fake orgasms, but...
Oh, double
damn,
burn.
Damn it!
Some people would say it's good that she's being honest. Not lying to
honestly.
You. Because then you would just continue to buy her big stuffed monkey teddy bears.
Which is maybe, what she was saying is don't buy me all this stuff. But I felt like I had to. But she was also the girl that thought I was going to get her a ring or something, and I got her a dildo.
You're listening to the Love-In Show here tonight on Cab Radio with Teddy Smith. My name is Teddy Smith. E-Rock is right over there.
Yo, yo, yo!
Buying a ring, buying a dildo. Bloody Betty just around the corner.
It vibrated.
Upcoming events as well. And if you're a fan of Bloody Betty, or maybe you have no idea who she is, she's going to be giving away tickets to her show on Thursday. So be ready with this number when we ask you to call. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
I think it was called The Bullet.
Classic. We'll be back right after this. CITR 101.9 FM.
I think I still have it.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no, no way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy, and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are falling, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, it's all wild about to be. There's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are and you know it's true, and that's all.
I won't do anything for love, but I won't do that.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Sebado featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Sebado are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Sebado with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, love. You and I have a great sexual connection. In fact, it's pretty freaking fantastic. But sometimes, sex is just sex, and it doesn't equal love. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Yeah. that sound like?
Sometimes I feel like I do. Run away, I got to. Get away from the pain you're driving to the heart of me. The shell seems to go nowhere, and I lost my ride. Well, I lost a dream, I can't sleep at night. Oh, so I went to you, but now I'm losing you. But this tainted love you're giving, I can't do all the more. So, what the hell did I land up in love is to pray? Well, I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Oh, so I ran to you, and now I'll run from you. But this tainted love you're giving, I need what a boy could give you. Pack my things and go. Oh, it's all right with you, but now I'll run from you. Let's take to love you're giving. You are the one I could give you.
Big John Bates with a cover of Tainted Love. I also like the Marilyn Manson version as well.
Sorry, I still had the dildo on and I had to miss.
I heard a slight buzz there.
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Okay.
We're back.
Good.
Welcome back, everybody.
Before that, we had Joel Plaskett with Love This Town. Mm-hmm. I like that line about being in Kelowna. And he said, picture one hand clapping and then picture half of that town. There's a reason why I hate that town. It's a good one. I like it.
Love to hate.
And we started it all off with Meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I'd do anything for Meatloaf.
Meatloaf a day.
The man.
And now he doesn't even use Meatloaf anymore, does he?
No.
When he's acting?
Doesn't he just use...
He was Meatloaf a day, and then he went to some totally something a day name, something kind of normal. But I think he still performs music under Meatloaf. He must. He has to. You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock right over there.
Yo.
We're doing our Lovin' show tonight, songs about love, and not just the fluffy, dovey kind, but we're delving in the doomed and devastating love.
You make it sound so delicious. Romantic.
I know, isn't it? It's like vampires. It's doomed and devastating, but it's sexy. I've been watching the TV show, you mentioned Dexter, I've been watching True Blood.
Right.
And it's just so melodramatic, and Canadian actress, or partly New Zealand actress, Anna Paquin, mm-hmm. plays the title character, Sookie Stackhouse.
Sookie!
And just the accents are and the acting is just so bad in it.
Are you watching The Jersey Shore?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not going that far.
It's Snooki.
But it's Sookie.
Sookie and Snippy.
And Bill the Vampire, and they have this big love affair. It's so melodramatic.
Bill is just William,
William, but they call him Bill.
Okay.
Bill the Vampire.
I guess William's a little more Transylvanian.
I almost watch it now because it's so bad. It's just horrible, really. Horrible. But it gets all these awards. I don't know why. Anyways, back to the show. It's our Lovin' show. We're talking about all things love. And we'd like to welcome into the studio our first guest, only guest, really, tonight, Bloody Betty. Welcome to the show.
Boo.
Welcome back to the show. Me and E-Rock have talked about...
I've been chased out of here.
Too long.
Yes, I know. Last time you and your minions were a bit too scary for UBC security. I'm sorry about that.
I'm not.
We unfortunately had a few issues, but things have since resolved themselves.
I'm so just starting,
we're showing the love.
I'm just realizing that what we were talking about earlier with the whole killing thing, we haven't seen that security guard around much after that night.
We haven't.
After the incident.
We haven't heard from him at all.
He's seriously never been around anymore.
Betty, is there something you'd like
scary,
to tell us?
I know.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was a little hungry. It was late at night.
He made it long enough to write a report about us, but after we sent Bloody after him, finish him off.
Mm-hmm. The CITR headhunter.
Yes. How have you been? We haven't seen you in a while. You, you've done some shows in Victoria.
Yeah.
You've done some shows at the Rickshaw. You got a show coming up at the Cobalt. How have you been?
Busy.
How are things in the Bloody Betty world?
Very busy, very sticky, a little slippery, and always dangerous.
Always dangerous. Isn't that true about love? Now, what's your take on...
On love?
Yeah, on love. Because you sort of portray a little bit of the darker side of things in your act. And I don't know, maybe in your personal life. But we don't need to talk about that.
Nobody really wants to go that deep.
Wait a minute.
But what is that? Is love just as precious in sort of that world as it is in sort of the Cupid and butterfly world?
Absolutely. I just love different things.
Different things. What are some of the things that you love?
That I love? Dead bodies,
dead
mostly.
Bodies.
Yeah, you know, any, you know, and the lead up to the dead bodies. Anything that involves making them more dead.
Can you make something more dead?
You can. I have experienced.
Well, I guess it would be like a human body if it was to die right away. It's still got to decompose, and once it's decomposed,
so
it'd be
dead.
More dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a little bit more romantic when you're like Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Like, the more dead they are, the more...
love
excited.
You have for them,
yeah.
Or they have for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. More passion.
Now, I asked E-Rock what sort of one of his biggest things was, and he bought a girl a bunch of presents, including a monkey teddy bear.
I did hear that. And a vibrator?
Yeah.
Instead of a ring.
See, that's pretty romantic.
That's what
in
I thought.
My world.
So
I don't know.
Thought.
A monkey and a vibrator? Like.
Yeah. I know. See, and it took me till now to find the people that are, you know, true to my heart.
Dreamboat.
Dreamboat E-Rock up in the motherfucker.
And what about you? What's one of the most romantic in your mind or biggest sort of shows of romance that you've put across to someone you love?
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question, actually.
You didn't deliver them a dead body, did you?
No, I didn't, because not everyone likes dead bodies, just me. But if someone delivered me a dead body on Valentine's Day, I'd probably be pretty stoked.
Note,
I can give you guys my address if you want. You can drop them off anytime throughout the day.
I've already got your address, thank you.
Okay, I'll just leave that for later. Romantic gifts? I don't know.
Or some, not necessarily a gift, but
oh,
what's something...
Oh, just like a romantic experience?
In either a good setting, in terms of you really want to do it for that person, or a bad where you're desperately trying to maybe... some grand gesture. What's sort of the grandest...
The grandest?
...gesture for love that you have done?
I'm not much of a grand gesture kind of person.
What about someone who's done it to you?
See, one of my most memorable Valentine's days was actually, like, I think in, like, grade 7 when I broke up with my boyfriend. Or actually had my friend break up with my boyfriend when he showed up at my Valentine's party with a giant teddy bear for me. So rather than giving, I was more, like, taking away on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's... I would have rather that than what I got.
I don't really have any memorable Valentine's days that I can think of.
No, I mean, do you even like Valentine's? Like, I said earlier, I don't really like it. I think it's a sham.
I don't know. See, I see
myself.
A lot of, like, human hearts in my line of work as it is, so, like, the, you know, little plastic or paper ones don't really do much for me, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm a very loving
person.
Out of
here alive, E-Rock. That's what our plan is.
I'm working
tonight.
On it.
Blood and dead bodies.
I'm a little
bodies.
Upset that I'm in the corner.
Actually, Betty, I also like dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, God.
Somebody help me. It's like when you're running away from a
Please.
Bear. I just have to outrun the first guy.
I'm in UBC.
Run your running shoes.
We're in the sub building. Help
now,
me.
Now, you had some shows in Victoria. How is the Victoria crowd? Because it's known for a bit more of a university or nearly dead, nearly wed kind of crowd. How have they received your show?
The Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins originated in Victoria, so we have a pretty wicked fan base over there, which is why I prefer to do shows there. We also have a separate troupe as well over there, so there's like 20 girls when we do Victoria shows as opposed to like 10 here. But we usually get more guest performers for these shows, so... But good fan base over there. People are crazy over there. Everyone dresses up, everyone gets really drunk, and everyone has a good time.
Do you think it's because they end up getting like a bit less of it in Vancouver? You seem to get like sort of a barrage of stuff.
There's more going on here,
so,
for sure.
So you can kind of get lost in it.
It's more of an event maybe over there.
Yeah, it'd be a bit more.
Yeah, I would say so. We're still kind of feeling it out over here. Because we've only had a couple, three shows since I moved back to the mainland. They were getting hot on my trail in Victoria, so I had to change locations.
too many strings of dead bodies. Speaking of dead bodies, just a quick...
Let's talk about dead bodies.
Quick side away. Did you hear about that funeral home where the guy would sell the casket and then, like, take the body and basically they did an aerial shot of outside of his house and there was just all these, like, he didn't, like, bury them. It was just all these bodies all on his property that he just kind of threw in.
He didn't bury,
No.
Was that the guy? I heard about somebody getting charged recently with malpractice.
Yeah, because he would take the casket.
They didn't explain it. Is that what actually happened?
That's what someone told me the other day. So
that's
I don't believe everything ever tells, but you could see like a trail of bodies.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that.
Hey, what's that saying? Hide in plain sight, or
hide in that's the saying.
What saying is that?
I've just heard it said.
You've just heard an E-Rock moment here on Cabaret with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey.
We're talking with Bloody Betty. She's got a show at the Cobalt, famous outlaw show. We're going to talk about the show and more with her and maybe a quick talk about the Cobalt, since that's kind of been an issue at times with people going back to the new Cobalt.
It's the most famous outlaw of them all, though, right now, if it's the theme.
I was just thinking, I was looking on my computer here, and I found a great song that I think would be a great segue from our talk that we just had here.
And, okay.
I know we need to do a quick little change here, so this is the magic, this is how it's done, people.
This is how radio magic is done. Just as I'm about to go into a song, he shrugs, switches it up. Make sure all your volume's up.
Oh, everything is great. Yes.
Everything is gravy.
Perfect.
CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to be back with more Bloody Betty and the Famous Outlaws show. CITR.ca online. Are we ready for the perfect segue song that took 4 minutes to segue?
I'm so curious.
So perfect. Don't tell us what it is. Just play it. So perfect.
We've been together for so very long, but now things are changing. Oh, I wonder what's wrong. Seems you don't want me around. The passion is gone and the flames died down. I guess I lost a little bit of self-esteem. That time that you made it with the whole hockey team. You used to think I was nice. Now you tell all your friends that I'm the Antichrist. Oh, why did you disconnect the brakes on my car? That kind of thing is hard to ignore. Got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore. I knew that we were having problems when you put those piranhas in my bathtub again. You're still the light of my life. Oh, darling, I'm begging, won't you put down that knife? You know, I even think it's kinda cute the way you poison my coffee just a little each day. I still remember the way that you laughed when you pushed me down the
shaft. Oh, if you don't mind me asking, what's this poisonous cobra doing in my underwear drawer? Sometimes I get to thinking, you don't love me. My face down on the barbecue grill. Now my scars are all healing, but my heart never will. You set my house on fire. You pulled out my chest hairs with an old pair of pliers. Oh, you think I'm ugly and you say I'm cheap. You shaved off my eyebrows while I was asleep. You drilled a hole in my head. Then you dumped me in a drainage ditch and left me for dead. Oh, you know this really isn't like you at all. You never acted this way before. Honey, something tells me don't love me anymore. Oh no, no. Got a funny feeling. You don't love me anymore.
That's Weird Al Yankovic with You Don't Love Me Anymore. That was supposed to be all, Teddy.
The perfect segue.
They'll have my face. Great swimmers, 'cause they'll have it. The neighbors are against it, and it's clear to me, and it's probably clear to you. They think values on their property will go right down if the family next door is blue. Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. But it's better than the bow I had last year when I loved a little bumblebee. Oh, yeah. Love a bumblebee.
Oh, that would be the Muppets with I'm in love with a big blue frog. Off one of their cast albums before that. The Malamondos with Does She Spit or Swallow? A True Test of Love. No, just kidding. Weird Al before that. The Segway song. Beautiful, beautiful. You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Yes.
Some beautiful lyrics in there about slowly poisoning and...
Yeah, it's finding snakes in your underwear drawer.
That is
doing the whole hockey team.
That is love.
That's pretty romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. For who, I don't know.
Love can be pretty screwed up. People can do some pretty crazy stuff, either because they think they want to keep someone, they have to do something dramatic, or, you know, if they think someone's going to leave them. Like, love and the thoughts of that can make people do some pretty, pretty crazy things. I had a lady threaten me one time.
Ooh. Yes. Go on.
With like death.
Ooh.
I mean,
stop it!
Like
you're turning me on.
Or like killing you.
Killing? No. Yeah, hurting me.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. So I've dated a few, as Eric said, bipolar girls.
I'm not a doctor, Jim, but you're bipolar.
So it's some pretty crazy stuff and to do with. Not so much always love. Lust is often one of the main culprits for that stuff.
Lust? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. What's lust?
It's one of the seven deadly sins.
Actually, that's why I wouldn't.
You've
know.
Been in a relationship for 5 years. You wouldn't know.
Oh, we are actually holding auditions for lust at our next show. We are.
Is that one of the sins you're trying to get?
We're trying to find a lust.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Just before we get back into this, Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. We're here with our love-in show, E-Rock, myself, and Bloody Betty is our special guest tonight. Her famous outlaw show is at the Cobalt this Thursday. Doors at 9, show at 10. Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins. Now talk, what are the deadly sins? Not so much the people, what are the real deadly sins?
The real actual deadly sins.
Yeah, it's like you said you're looking for lust. Well, lust is a sin.
It is one of the sins.
What are the other ones?
Sins? The other, okay, here we go. I should know this. We have greed, gluttony, sloth, wrath, lust, and vanity.
One more.
Oh, is there one more? What did I miss?
Greed.
The seventh one is being fabulous. No, that's...
Why is that a sin?
Oh, shit.
If that's a sin, I'm going to hell.
Hey, we're
going
to give away some tickets, too. What is the seventh one?
What is the seventh now?
What did we say? I don't even remember what we said. We all have these really good memories in this room here.
And you know what's funny is that I was looking up, and pretty much everybody in this world runs under a few of these categories.
Oh, yeah.
Like... You think about it, sloth is a huge one, which
Goths.
I believe almost the entire world falls under.
No, you're thinking North America. Lots of the world isn't slothy.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
There's a lot of junkies in our city. That
True.
Kind of fits into sloth. A lot of yeah. Goth is another.
But even if you read up on the, like, I read up on the seven deadly sins, and they're pretty specific as to, like, what, you know, they account for.
That means E-Rock likes you, because he usually doesn't read.
Why do you gotta keep telling the girls
Thanks
that when they come on? Man, just
baby,
like to
baby,
sound smart
baby,
for them.
I read for you.
I figured this out all by myself. Yeah.
If anyone knows, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487.
Oh, there you go.
Or email us at cabaretio@gmail.com.
CABA.
So maybe if you can name the seventh, if you remember what we said.
I remember what it is.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Well, okay, let's wait. Let's
yes.
call.
See if someone calls. We're going to be giving away tickets, so maybe that can be the ticket giveaway instead of the
dead baby jokes.
Yeah. We'll go.
What's oh, man.
If you can name the seven deadly sins. We gave you six of them.
I had
you just
a bunch
name
of
the
them
seven.
Lined up, too.
You can win a pair of tickets to Bloody Betty's famous outlaw show Thursday, 9 o'clock at the Cobalt. Now, let's talk about that show. What is the Famous Outlaws show?
Famous Outlaws show is pretty much is a tribute to all the, like, evil in the world. Like, filthy pirates, crime bosses, drug lords.
Now, what kind of evil? Because, like, back in the day, outlaws were considered pretty, like, cool. Now, are you talking...
And do those
we're talking outlaws. Like, people that were outlawed ran out of town... Like,
so, you know, like Bonnie Clyde? That
Bonnie
kind
Clyde.
Of
actually, Bonnie and Clyde did make an appearance in Victoria. I don't know if they're showing up at this one, though. Mm-hmm.
And any more of the... Because I think outlaw, I guess I just have such in my mind of the older outlaw. But do you consider, like, serial killers outlaws?
No, because they're serial killers.
Okay, so what an outlaw has
outlaw,
to be
like,
what?
Like, kind of like what we're going for is, like, I mean, we have, like, Pablo Escobar... Bonnie and Clyde were some of them. What do we have?
Do you have, like, Al Capone? That kind
Al Capone,
of would be an outlaw.
Yeah, he's
so
in
kind
that
of gangster. What about Wild West kind
oh,
of
we
guys?
Oh, we have a special one that I'm going to give away because it's pretty special. Little Miss Risk is joining us for this show, and she will be portraying Lil Kim.
Yeah, Lil nice. Kim.
Lil Kim.
She's an outlaw.
She, you know. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Isn't she like? Ratting out, like,
she's she an outlaw for being
yeah.
a really bad rapper,
yeah, something like that.
I don't know, really,
yeah.
Little Miss Risk as Little Kim.
I've heard dirty stories about Little Kim,
they're probably not just stories.
I've heard stories, dirty stories about Little Miss Risk,
those probably aren't stories either.
What kind of show is this? Is this burlesque? Is this a variety show? Is it a little bit of everything, or what
this
goes
one,
on?
This particular one's a bit of a variety show because there's not a lot of, like, you know, badass women. There's a few, but not so many. So there's a lot of drag in this show. I myself get to wear a penis.
Oh, you mean in history there's
yeah.
not a lot of badass
yeah,
outlaw
not really.
Women?
Who was it? Mallory
Knox, like Mickey and Mallory.
Now, are you doing all... real life outlaws?
No, we have fictional and non-fictional in there, a little bit mixed in.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the finale because it's the best one, but it was kind of a last minute add-in, but it's from a movie, a pair of brothers from a movie.
Perhaps from the UK?
No.
Oh.
No,
oh.
not from the UK. From,
you're just
going to
have
Chicago,
fun.
Actually.
Are they from Chicago?
Who are you thinking?
Or maybe I'm thinking of the other brothers. The ones from, aren't they from L.A., the Hollywood brothers?
Oh, Lyle.
Menendez brothers? No, see, they're... Yeah, no, they're...
See, they're killers. Quite, they're
yeah.
not outlaws, are
they're
they?
They're not outlaws.
Okay, so outlaws.
We're talking, like, Billy the Kid and,
right.
like, yeah.
Outlaws,
so you can do it
outlaws
the
are
West.
Ones that are...
Outlawed. They're
them,
outlawed, yeah.
yeah.
They, like, either never got caught or
yeah.
escaped or...
Escaped, run, got away.
Yeah.
Like me.
We're in jail a few times here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not... Well, see, but Billy Kidd was a killer. It's just a different time.
But he was an outlaw
because
he, alive
he today,
never got caught.
Yes, he did.
Well.
Got caught a bunch of times.
Fine.
It's just a different time.
See? I didn't read up on that, Teddy.
We didn't go quite so technical.
Not as interested in
you
as
hey, sure.
I saw Young Guns and Young Guns, too.
I just watched True Grit. I know all about that.
I know Billy the Kid. We're here with Bloody Betty on Cab Radio's Lovin' Show. Her show, again, is this Thursday at the Cobalt for the Famous Outlaws mm-hmm. show. A quick little touchy subject by some in the world of clubs. The Cobalt? Is that
yeah.
an issue? Or
It has been, and it hasn't been. I kind of expected it to happen. I used to be a regular at the old Cobalt. It's kind of one of those things where I don't really want to get involved because I need a venue and it's a good venue.
Well, that's what I was going to say too. I mean, Vancouver, it's some people complain about some of the venues people use, but
people
I mean, it's
complain
hard
about
to get
everything.
Venue. It's true. It's hard to get a venue.
It is sometimes. Hard to get a venue,
so,
especially
I mean,
when you make a big mess.
It's, you know.
Scare people.
Yeah.
No, not everybody likes that.
I do enjoy, I've been there, I do enjoy that the bathroom isn't like in shambles.
But,
well, see,
you know, it
I know,
had its charm before, too, right?
Sure, of course.
I know the guy who got the new Cobalt and redid it, and his intention from the start was never to take it away from what it was. Like, I know he wanted to remodel and
Of course, that's
a press release.
Yeah, I know, but like now he wants the shows.
He can have the best intentions.
Still wants these shows, but it was hard to get people to look at him and,
because
like,
you
come
saw
back
the Cobalt
there.
As one thing for so long. Yeah. It's hard to change.
But I think it'll come around.
One of the things about love, too, you can be in a loving relationship for a long time and people get comfortable. It's hard to change and you don't change and love breaks up.
It's true.
It's a sad thing.
It's a sad thing.
We're going to give away tickets to the famous Outlaws show because we have to get back to paying some bills and some songs here on Cab Radio. If you know the seven deadly sins, we named six of them. If you could know the seventh or...
all seven.
Or all seven. You can do that at cabaradio@gmail.com, cabaradio@gmail.com, or give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And we wanted to quickly mention another thing about something coming up
it's
for you.
It's kind of just coming into the works, but we're starting a game show called Win, Lose, or Die. For real. For real, wow. real live.
So you
death.
Have the choice.
Real death.
At least you have the choice, win, lose, or die.
Well, it's not really your choice, though. It's more up to us.
Okay,
we,
good,
we decide
great.
Your fate.
Wonderful. I'm still getting out of here alive, aren't I?
Maybe.
I'd like to nominate E-Rock for the first
time. Ooh, ooh, pick me, pick me!
I wanted this show for myself.
What is it gonna...
It's we're actually kind of waiting for a date. It's just in the pre-production stages right now. But the basis is come in, you play crazy contests, win tons of prizes. We have like over $1,000 in prizes for each show. Tons of crazy sponsors. Wow. Still working on more if anybody wants to help us kill people on stage.
Door number one, door number two, or the vat of crocodiles.
Well, pretty much that's kind of going to be the basis. You play contests, you get to the end.
Is this going
to
be like a games night at a club?
Yes, okay. A live game show. And you will either win a grand prize or suffer an epic death on stage at the hands of the deadly sins.
Ah. So keep a lookout on all the regular channels of social networking for win, lose,
or die.
Or die.
I bet it'll be the best death you've ever had.
Sexiest death, anyway.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
As long as
I'll bring the dildo!
Bloody Betty's Famous Outlaw Show this Thursday night, doors at 9, show at 10 at the Cobalt, downtown by Main Street SkyTrain. Go check it out. Again, if you want to win some tickets, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Bloody Betty, thanks for being here once again. It was lovely to see you.
No problem.
Have
Can
fun
I take
at your show.
E-Rock out with me? I'm getting a little hungry. It's almost midnight, isn't it?
E-Rock is...
We've got a little more show to do, actually.
E-Rock right. has left the building.
Teddy, no, you still need me, right? Teddy! Teddy, please! Teddy! No, Teddy!
You! You made me love you. Yeah. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. Oh, oh. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. Oh, oh. You made me sigh. I just won't tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. Yeah, now I do. Gimme. Oh, what I cried for. You got the brand of kisses that I go for. You know you made me. Yo! Ah! Oh! Ah! Ah! Ah!
going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub, Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Doing a lot of thinking lately.
About what?
I think it's time we move on to the next stage in our relationship.
Oh my God!
Wait, let me finish. These past couple of years have been amazing.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine my life without you.
Me neither.
And with Valentine's Day and all, I thought, what better time to give you this?
Oh my God!
Now I know you've wanted this for a long time.
Only my entire life.
But now, it just seems right.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I can't believe this.
Would you open it up already?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
What the fuck?
All right, we're going to start off this week with Teen Angst Night, Young Love Show. Yes, that's Teen Angst is back. Sarah Bino has returned back into town from some time away. And she has brought back her Teen Angst Night. Now, if you don't know what Teen Angst is, basically it's started as a selection, a celebration of really bad poetry that she wrote when she was a teen. And she turned it into a whole night where she would do readings and people would bring readings. It's a really fun, hilarious night full of some really, really bad poetry. And it's back. And this time it's going to be at the Cottage Bistro, which is at 4470 Main Street. That's the Cottage Bistro, 4470 Main Street. That is Teen Angst Night, Young Love Show, put on by Sarah Bino. Good times. We've been talking to Bloody Betty. Her show, the Bloody Betty Famous Outlaw Show, is in Vancouver. Go check it out this Thursday night at the Cobalt. Show starts at 10. Doors are at 9 o'clock. Bound to be some fun times. Moving over to... Or some deadly times. Moving over to Friday, we're going to talk about the Rio Theater. Their midnight shows are back. And in February, there's a whole selection of movies to pull at the heartstrings. And this Friday night, it's going to be David Lynch's Wild at Heart, starring Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern. Back when Nicolas Cage was a bit more of a risk-taker, a young actor, did some pretty good parts before he started doing all the Michael Bay and...
Yeah.
Tony Hawk, or no, Tony, can't remember. David Lynch's Wild at Heart, Friday night at 11:30 p.m. is when doors are open. There's going to be hosting by Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time, prizes, and a whole lot more. Admission is only $8. That's crazy. Friday at 11:30.
Seven in costume.
That is true. Go to the Rio. The Rio is at Broadway and Commercial. That is Rio Theater, David Lynch, Wild at Heart, Friday at 11:30. Moving over to Sunday, and every Sunday night, it is Kitty Nights. This week, we celebrate love with Kitty Nights Loves You. It's the Valentine's weekend, and what better way to spend the special weekend with your little with your little kitten or your puppy or your lover, and then with Kitty Nights. Great lineup. Very talented girls this week. Lots of good dancers. So bound to be some cool stuff. I think there's even a group number with all of them. Carol Brunette, Misfit, Delilah Dare, Brookney Bricks, Go-Go and More by Candy Curves, Professor Hostin, and me spinning the tunes, DJ Teddy Smooth. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Biltmore is at Kingsway and 12th, just underneath the Howard Johnson Hotel. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday. Finally, we're going to actually end up on Valentine's Day, which is Monday this year. Great day for Valentine's, a day that everyone loves too. Monday.
Mondays.
Actually, Monday's my favorite day. That's the funny thing about it.
I got a case of the Mondays.
This Monday, though, I guess the event I'm going to promote on this upcoming events is the 11th annual People's Prom. This year, it's going to be at the Biltmore as well. Dance competition. There's going to be crowning of prom king and queen. There's going to be games like spin the bottle. Prom wear is mandatory, people. They will not let you in if you're not wearing some sort of prom gear. So tickets sell out, so you want to get tickets at these locations: People's Co-op Bookstore on Commercial Drive, Our Community Bikes on Main, and a couple others. Go check them out at thebiltmorecabaret.com, and you can find out how to get tickets. You can also get tickets online. That's the 11th annual People's Prom this Monday, Valentine's Day, at the Biltmore. Doors at 7. That is upcoming events for this week. We are back here with our love-in show here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can check out our podcast on CITR.ca. Under shows, under the letter C, we're right there first. Bingo, bango.
Bongo.
Bingo, bango, bongo. We're also on iTunes. Just go in the iTunes store, search CITR-Cab Radio.
Mm.
The love-in show.
Yeah.
All about love. Now, earlier, E-Rock, you looked up some Valentine's-y facts. Is there any sort of facts about Valentine's that sort of really stood out? Maybe you didn't know, maybe the people at home don't know about, that could shed some light on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, well, St. Valentine himself, I mean, back in the day, he actually would perform weddings for men. Because a married man was...
Like men on men?
No, just...
So for couples.
For couples. But back then, it was more the man was getting married.
Sure.
You know, it was his thing. And so he...
I don't think weddings have ever been the man's thing.
Yeah, no, maybe not. But but he would do this, and I think it was big for men to do because they weren't looked at as soldiers or good soldiers if they were married. So they would not have to go to war and such. So... this was bad because people wanted them for war, wanted these men
right,
for
lots war. Of wars back then.
Lots of wars, lots I mean, of territories to take over. And
what era of time is this?
This
Roman time? Was he a Roman kind of guy or Greek? Or
that's a good question.
It is. It was, something you think you'd know.
Well, it was around the time of like 500 AD.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Around the, yeah.
Google him.
Anyway.
That's where we're getting our facts.
So sorry, where was I?
He would marry men.
He would marry these men, so they would not,
He would marry couples.
Couples, so, the men would not
have to go to war, because there was lots of war time.
Lots of wars. So he was actually imprisoned for this, and, right before he was executed, he actually, it's kind of a side story, he cured a little girl from blindness, is the story. And because of this, he wrote her a card that said, "From your Valentine."
He cured her of blindness?
Yes.
With what? His love? Or a Valentine's card?
That, I'm not 100%
so
sure.
He had some shaman?
Yeah, he had some sort of
healer
or such. So this is the story anyway that he did this. He gave this girl a card that said, "From your Valentine." And that was said to be the very first Valentine's card that was ever given. And thus starting this godforsaken tradition that we now have that makes us all poor.
It makes us all
sorry,
all poor.
So yeah, that's somewhat of the facts. There's probably that more.
That's an abbreviated fact version of Valentine's Day brought to you by Cap Radio.
That's Teddy as quickly Smooth. As I could skim over it.
My name's Teddy Smooth, E-Rock, right over there.
Yo.
Thank you for joining us this Tuesday. Well, technically now it's this Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mm-hmm.
We got our big one-year anniversary show, or no, two-year anniversary show, rather, the first week, first Tuesday of April. So we got some big things coming up for that. We also have the John Cohen experimental.
Mm-hmm.
John Cohen is part of the Deers before. He's put his own group together, and he's been touring across some of North America and Canada. He's going to be here next week, mm-hmm. So that's going to be fun.
Excellent.
We're actually going to get to one of his songs in just a little bit, just give you a little bit of a preview. So all sorts of fun things going on here on Cab Radio. Including the love-in show that's happening right now.
Yeah, baby.
This one is actually going to go out to Bloody Betty if she's still listening on the road, on a road back to hell with her dead bodies.
She tried to kill me.
I saw that.
I managed to escape. And I do have a few holes in my body now and bleeding profusely.
E-Rock is oozing blood in the studio here. So if we cut out tonight, it's because the blood has poured all over our electrical equipment.
Yep. It's good. I'm good.
So this song's going out to Bloody Betty. Blondie with One Way or Another. A little bit of a love song. We'll be back with more after this.
Yeah. Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Ah! this pretend. I'm looking for something new. Said I want before, but it bears repeating.
Now, the White Stripes, quick little cutout, as that's from their live album, The Great White Northern Lights. It was a tour they did of Canada, where they actually did a documentary about it, as well as that album. That's why it kind of cuts out there, because the next song leads into their other songs. It's a whole live album from stuff they recorded while they were touring Canada. Great documentary, great band. A lot of people love them. I like them. I wouldn't say I love them, but we have to bid adieu to them, at least
for now.
For now. I'm sure in about 10 years they'll come back and charge us hundreds of dollars to see them in concert again as they tour.
And we'll pay it, goddammit.
Yeah, we will. Or a lot of us will.
I may not.
They have some pretty feverish fans. The White Stripes have calling it quits after about 10 years and...
Was it that long?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
Before that, we had the John Cohen Experimental, Piece to Pieces. John will be here next Tuesday to talk about his tour and the new album and what it's like to, be on your own, go from being in some other bands to creating your own stuff. And, of course, we started that set off with Blondie with One Way or Another, a love song to...
Bloody Betty.
To Bloody Betty. Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Teddy, that's E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
604-822-2487, 604-UBC, CITR. I once wrote about love in a sort of a big note I called The Search for Love, and I wanted to read a little bit from it. Mostly the feeling I had when I wasn't in a relationship, and that feeling necessarily hasn't gone away, although I'm in a loving relationship now, it still bothers me, the whole aspect of love, or not love, but Valentine's Day, because we've been talking about that all night in our big love-in show tonight. Much like the Christmas messages bother me. I like Christmas if it can be done in the proper way. I just hate all the messages. Much like the messages they send to a lot of people, in particular, anyone who is single, and this is what I had to say to people that were not in a relationship. If you're not in love or spending time by yourself, please try not to be so hard on yourself. You're still beautiful, you're still a good person, and if you open your heart, love can sneak in. It might happen right away, or it might take some time, so be patient and enjoy yourself, because most people are attracted to cheerful and delightful, not bitter and full of pity. The idea that someone completes you is silly. I prefer to look for someone that compliments me. Much like dinner is great on its own, it's made even better by a delicious glass of wine. I'm looking for my great wine, because I make a really good dinner. All in all, I wish I could put my search for love aside, but I can't. I obsess over it, and it consumes me daily. There have been times when I think perhaps love will shine again, but unfortunately it has not, and I've gone about living life. Life is good. I eat every day. I make my rent. I party. I laugh with friends. I do wish for more, though, so we will see. The search for love. That's the end of it. I had a whole long thing that I didn't want to get into there, but just that whole aspect of that I remember feeling as well through media and stuff, that people are really made to feel kind of loserish if they don't have someone around this one particular quote-unquote holiday. That's what always sort of bugged me about that, as though you are some sort of leper.
Lepers.
If you are not in a relationship. I think a lot of people feel that. I think that's why a lot of people really revolt against Valentine's Day. Because, you know, in Japan, they have a Singles Day to sort of counterbalance that. So it's kind of cool. Like
everybody, but...
just celebrating, you know.
Being single?
Yeah.
Now, are you allowed to meet somebody on Singles Day and become involved?
Sorry, that was in Korea. I'm not sure of all the rules. That's just what it is. It's like a celebration of the other side. So it's nice, you know.
Hmm. I wonder if you like, you know, win, lose, or die. You die if you fall in love with somebody on Singles Day.
I am not sure.
They do some crazy stuff.
We would have to
over there
talk to Bloody Betty about that.
Hmm.
We're almost out of time here tonight.
I thought I had a joke about love somewhere. I was looking it up here, and I just, you know, I do have one thing. It's sort of about love.
Okay.
You know, why is it you see a dog making love to someone's leg, but you never really see a cat making love to someone's leg? Is it because you can see a dog's penis? You can't see a cat's penis? Maybe they don't have a penis? Have you ever seen a cat's penis?
Yeah.
You have seen a cat's penis?
Yeah, I had a friend who, she used to like to investigate cat's balls.
Oh, interesting.
The fuzzy balls.
See,
and sometimes a penis can come out.
I had never seen.
I've been
a
around.
Cat's penis.
I've seen more. Obviously, you see more dogs. They
you
get
see,
excited.
Yeah, the pops out there, the lipstick. I googled it.
Was that
course.
A joke?
Well, no. I googled this, and it's for my love of cat penis.
Was that your joke?
I googled it, and it, sure enough, it's a 3/4-inch long little thing that comes out and actually has barbs on it that opens.
Yeah, you can't. You can't once you're in.
And once they're in.
They're in.
And I got to thinking that would be great if I had that, because it would be, sex, I imagine, would be better. They wouldn't just run away from me like they usually do. Wow. And those dogs, remember I was telling you about those dogs earlier? And how they're doing stuff? Well, why is it a dog has...
The love of me watching you die.
A dog has a sexual position named after him. Doggy style. No, I want a position named after me, like the E-Rock style or something. You know, even missionaries, they've got a style named after them, and I don't even think they have sex. Stupid. I'll take theirs. This is my love for stuff. Oh, God. I can't feel my legs. Oh, God, Daddy, help me. Ah! Yeah, that hurt. Yeah. I fell hard there, didn't I? Daddy, say something!
I'm always gonna have to know I'm important in your life. One more. If you try and come see me and I'm not there, tell me you tried so I know you care.
Know that I'm important.
I wanna know that I'm important
in your life.
In your life.
In your life.
Know that I'm important in your life. I know a girl, she's important to me. When I feel separate from her, I am in misery.
I'm important.
Dear, let me know that I'm important.
In your life.
In your life. That's what I tell her. Let me know that I'm important in your life. Guitar, ready, set, go.
Important
in your life
tell me you love me.
Know that I'm important.
I have to hear how I'm important.
In your life.
In your life.
In your
tell
life.
Me I'm important. Tell me, guitar, TikTok. To know it, I wanna hear it. Know that I'm important
in your life.
In your life.
In your life.
Know that I'm important in you. Tell me, make me feel good. Know that I'm important
in your life.
In your life. Know that I'm important in your life.
Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers with their Important in Your Life from the New England territory of the United States. Oops. That's that professionalism right there. Stopping that track before it got to... Do you know what it was, though? Just from that?
Love.
There you go.
Love.
The Beatles. That's all you need is love. One of the maybe tracks. Maybe I'm not going to get to it tonight. It's like many times when we do a theme, there's just too many.
There is.
Especially love. I mean, every song is either written about, like, broken up or
it's the most
new love
talked about,
or
thing in song.
Far away love, you know.
Yeah.
Or...
And it'll be the thing that's still written about in a million years.
Love, yes. Love is something that has spanned. It's meant so much to... Wars have started over love of women. Probably the most famous in history would be Helen of Troy and sort of... You know, the whole war there that started because of that. Love is a powerful thing in our lives. So if you have it and you like it, hang on to it. If you're not in love and you're just hanging out in a relationship, I would encourage you to not be in that, because love can be wonderful. It can also be very scary and can break your heart and all those sort of things. But when you have it and it's special, it can be a wonderful, wonderful thing to share with one person. Or if you're into... sorry, if you're into the whole polygamy or open relationships, you know, it can mean having love with lots of people. Love these days is crazy. It's not so 1950s where it's, you know, this type of love or that type of love. There's all sorts of love out there.
I got a joke about love.
No, you don't. No, you do not. No, you do not have
no,
a joke.
No, I swear.
No.
It's about my girlfriend.
No. Thank you. I love her too. Thank you for tuning in to Cab Radio's Big Love-In Show. My name is Teddy E-Rock. If you'd like to check out our podcast, you can do that at CITR.ca under shows under the letter C, or in the iTunes store, just search CITR-Cab Radio. Cab Radio After Dark is coming up, and like we've done in the past several weeks, I'm going to be putting on a few podcasts from DJ K-Tel, including one specifically about love and love hits, so that should be a good way to kick off Cab Radio After Dark, which happens as soon as we flick off regular Cab Radio, and it plays all the way until the wee hours in the morning and Suburban Jungle right back here at 8 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Cab Radio, a variety show. We do something a little bit different every week. Next week, the John Cohen Experimental. John Cohen will be here to talk about his show, which is next Thursday at the Railway Club. So if you like that kind of music, even if you don't, check him out, because you'll hear a few of his songs next week, and maybe you can decide if you want to go check him out at the Railway Club. Always a great place to check out music. Many thanks to Bloody Betty. Her show Thursday night, this Thursday at the Cobalt, the Bloody Betty Famous Outlaw Show. Doors at 9, show at 10 o'clock. if you want to just go see something, maybe that'll shock you if you're a little bit wary. It's a good, fun show.
It is.
Go check it out this Thursday at the Cobalt, Bloody Betty's Famous Outlaw Show.
You won't have a bad time.
No, you won't.
Are you sure you don't
It'll
want
be an interesting,
joke?
Interesting time.
You sure you don't want one more joke about love?
Okay.
It's internet love.
Okay, it better be good.
Well, I can't guarantee that.
Oh, God.
I tried this internet dating thing, you know, the whole plenty of fish, lava life, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I really got into it, and I found a lot of people that I thought I would, you know, be a good match for, so I emailed them all. About 30 girls I emailed, and, you know, I didn't get one response. Beginning to think my girlfriend found my account number and is deleting them all.
Like he promised, it might not be good. Hey, whether you're in a relationship or not, enjoy this weekend. If you're into Valentine's, whatever. If you're not, whatever, too. You know, it's just a Hallmark holiday, in my opinion. But enjoy it. Have fun. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who cares? Just have fun. Be yourself. Be happy with yourself. And love will find its way into your life. Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11. Good night.
Baby.
My name is Cupid Valentino. The Martin Day Cupid.
Don't wake up.
And I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. I don't think y'all heard, man. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate, see. Yeah, now look at here, he shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. But that's alright, y'all won't believe in me anyway, but.
You won't believe in me, but you would fancy every kind of groundhog show. Thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's all this talk about Santa Claus, but see, love will rule supreme.
Happy Valentine's Day. When Cupid knocks at your door,
you can't ignore me.
There's no need to run. So happy Valentine's Day. Hey,
every day the 14th.
Now I may have it all wrong. See, if you know what love means, well, but somebody tell me. 'Cause they just don't believe in me.
You won't believe in me, but you would fancy every kind of groundhog show. Thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's so much fuss about Santa Claus, but see, Cupid will not be defeated.
Happy Valentine's Day. Every day. Your hearts have grown cold, and that bothers me. Now I understand, 'cause I used to be a bad boy in my day. I know you're trying to protect your little feelings, but you can't run away. Don't you supposed to be some kind of player or something? Well, keep on running, player, 'cause I got my good shoes on, and I got them tied up tight, so you gonna find out tonight. Sweet little darling back in my corner. Below, I know I love her, but act like I don't want her. Surrounded by the lovely, but yet feel like a loner. Could be an organ donor the way I give up my heart, but
Never know because shit, I never tell her. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'd holler that it's irrella. I don't get myself caught up in the jello jella. And pudding pop, the other's obstacle, falling in love. But for the record, have you ever rode a horse? Like for you to take me to Pluto, I said of course. But if you ain't a sweetie and Didi, I won't endorse. Hunt solo till I'm hit by the bullet, so may the force be with you and I'll hit you when better time permits. For now, show me samples, examples why you're the shit. But how am I to know what the profession that I'm in? And if you do not know me, then how could you be my friend?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret.